It's 5 o'clock on Tuesday, and you're listening to Real Talk on AshevilleFM.org, where every Tuesday, Kim and Mark are here in the studio to tell you what's opening up here in Asheville and DVD releases. We always have plenty to say about that. TV on DVD and more. Real Talk is brought to you by the Fine Arts Theater, located at 36 Biltmore Avenue in Asheville. The Fine Arts Theater specializes in art and independent films, as well as special events. You can call the movie line for the schedule at 828-232-1536 or visit their website at www.fineartstheater.com. It's officially announced that Everything is Terrible is coming back to Asheville. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I guess they are in the realm of movies, right? Do we,
sure.
do we put
definitely
there?
DVD releases.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this? Yeah. Everything is Terrible. How do we even describe this? Everything is Terrible. Use found footage from movies, TV shows, you know, things on the internet and whatnot. And they, sort of slam them together into its own new art form. However, live, this is the third time we've brought them here, they make it a show. They love puppets, so there's always some puppetry to some stage gimmicks, and it's you can't help but have a great time. And we are bringing them actually my birthday week. My birthday week is on the last week of February, and they are coming here February 27th at the Mothlight. It's a free show. And I would get there early if you want seats. I think it's going to be standing room in the back. The last show packed it, completely packed it. So I'll do that. They've also done my, I haven't aired my commercial yet on TV. I plan on it, but one of them, Everything is Terrible, did my TV commercial. If you're interested,
so
you can see it.
So crazy.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube. Just type in Orbit DVD commercial and it'll pop right up. But yeah, I love these guys to pieces. I'm really good friends with them, and I'm so happy because they have just brought joy to so many people in town here. I think they blew people's minds last, well, I guess, 2013 with a Christmas show.
It's a real variety show, but with the focus being on their video collage work. But they put so much into the stage performance, and it's one of my favorite found footage video collage presentations by far.
Yeah, and there's a few out, of course. Found Footage Festival, I think, are still, you know, the I always call them the Rolling Stones of the found footage world, and they're great. Also friends of mine, and we have a great time with those guys. However, the delivery is a little different. Whereas found footage will just show you the raw clip, and then sometimes do some comedy bits in between and things like that. Everything's Terrible, like I said, just sort of they make it their own in a way, and it's hard to hard to describe unless you actually see it yourself. So. You got nothing to waste but your time with this. You know, it's a free show.
This is true.
Yeah, and I you know, highly recommend it, and they love it here. Like I said, the show the last time they said was probably the biggest crowd they've gotten outside of Chicago or L.A., which is where they're mostly based and whatnot.
Asheville represents.
Asheville represents. Asheville loves Everything is Terrible. Everything is Terrible loves Asheville. So they're gonna make extra special certain that it's gonna be amazing.
So you can get more information at everythingisterrible.com, including all the dates where they're playing, and that includes a reminder that they will be performing at the Mothlight here in Asheville, North Carolina on February 27th. We're giving you a huge heads up, just so you know. All right. What's opening up in theaters this week? Well, the Carolina Theater will be showing Oscar shorts, as they do every year. So if you're wanting to prepare for the Oscar awards by watching all the shorts, it includes Aya, Boogaloo and Graham, Butterlamp, and Parvenna. And I know nothing about these, so clearly I need to go watch the Oscar shorts.
Is that open this weekend?
It opens this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So you'll have 7 days to be able to watch it. Yeah, yeah. I don't think this stuff lasts longer than a week. I think sometimes they do bring it back, maybe after the Oscars. But this is your chance, and you know these are Oscar nominated, so a lot of these shorts, in theory, and also through law of averages, are great. So I do recommend checking these out.
The Loft opens this weekend. This is the new film from Eric Van Looy, who is a Belgian filmmaker, and he directed De Zaak Alzheimer, which is The Memory of a Killer, or The Alzheimer Case. And in this one, Carl Urban from Star Trek Into Darkness and James Marsden from Two Guns star in a psychological thriller. It's five guys who secretly share this penthouse loft in the city where, it, you know, crazy stuff happens. It's super personal. But then somebody shows up dead and they have to figure out what happens. But when it's supposed to be super secret and secret society kind of thing, you're not calling the cops on this, maybe. So what is going on between the paranoia of the people? It's supposed to be pretty intense, the loft. Yeah, I don't know much about it other than that, but it's, you know, got good ratings, and there we are. Also opening up this week, what is probably the most anticipated on this week's openings is A Most Violent Year. This one actually came out in some cities the first week of November. But it stars Oscar Isaac, Jessica Chastain, Alessandro Nivola, and more. And this one is set the year I was born in New York City in 1981. And statistically, one of the most violent years in the city's history. It centers on the life of an immigrant and his family trying to run a family business and face daily violence in their neighborhood and corruption. This one's definitely expected to get some awards, directed by J.C. Chander, who directed All Is Lost and Margin Call. It's finally coming to Asheville. Also opening up this weekend is Project Almanac. I have to tell you, this is from first-time director Dean Israelite, and all I've seen about it is the trailer, which it means it's a sci-fi based on a book meant for preteens, set with a found footage kind of thing. And the plot is a time machine, which means I probably won't check this one out. But there we are.
Now, are you the type that watches these time movies and you start picking it apart? You can't do that.
That's not how
you
works.
Can't do that. That's the Terminator. You know, if the Terminator could come back, he just disappeared. You know.
I'll even watch Hot Tub Time Machine. I'm pretty open minded.
Oh yeah, I love that.
But it's
that
the combination of like shaky footage and it's so
right.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think we're all ready for the found footage routine just to die. You know.
Yes, I'm not. I'm pretty.
Damn you, Blair Witch Project.
You know, this one actually came up recently because I was trying to watch The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow, and it's like they're trying to film a documentary about her, but it was so shaky. I just have a really hard time watching that personally.
Wow, The Comeback made a comeback, huh?
The Comeback has made a 10-year later comeback.
Wow, that's 10 years.
Yeah. I know.
Wow. All right.
Far out. She's a really great actress.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll
it's
see.
Good show. First show is good show.
So this weekend, opening up at your local theaters are The Oscar Shorts, The Loft, A Most Violent Year, and Project Almanac. We're going to take a quick break and be back with what's on DVD here on Real Talk.
Want the school kid in your life to make salsa, mix up flavored goat cheese, and taste all kinds of vegetables? They can, for free, with cooking demonstrations provided by Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project's Growing Minds program. As part of ASAP's work to give children positive experiences with fresh, healthy food, the nonprofit organization is now offering Western North Carolina teachers cooking demonstrations for preschool and elementary school classes. Go to growing-minds.org for more information.
Hey, this is Mac from Superchunk, and you are listening to Asheville FM.
I love my DVD with Mark McLeod from Orbit DVD. But first, I got to tell you, this Friday, Asheville FM is sponsoring the Funny R Us event. It's taking place at the Crown Plaza. And Funny R Us is one of Asheville FM's own Joe Green. He works with Hood Talk and, of course, MyDaddyTaughtMeThat.com. But Funny R Us, if it ain't funny, it ain't us, is bringing you really funny shows, and I have been really proud of the comedy scene here in Asheville. We have so much fun stuff going on, but if you want to find out more about the Funny RS event that's coming up this Friday, I will surely be there. The information is at asheville411.com. Red Grant is the headliner, and the Angry Bird always gets me going, so it's pretty far out stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Red Grant has been on HBO and BET and MTV and Comet Preview and so much. ABC Later, all that good stuff. All right, let's tell the folks what's coming out on DVD this week. And we get to start with a little Brad Pitt Fury's coming out on DVD.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I like this one. I'm a big fan of war films, and especially ones that I think these days are now adding some realism, meaning that you probably, if you're don't like violence, I guess, you know, and grisly war scenes, and then you maybe want to stay away from this one. But it's got the hunky Brad Pitt in it, though. So, and also
I'm sure
Shia LaBeouf.
Check it out just for those guys.
Yeah, this was written and directed by a man named David Ayer. David Ayer, I think he's about as old as I am, actually, probably mid 40s or so. He actually was in the Navy, so a lot of that experiences I think translate to his screenwriting and directing. He started off in Hollywood as a screenwriter. He wrote the screenplay for Training Day and Fast and Furious, and so I think Use 571. He has now moved on into directing and writing as well. So some are good, some are not so successful. We loved End of Watch, which you know, we just complained about found footage, but that one is a great one. Sabotage was an okay. Schwarzenegger came out last year. And this, that, and the other. So we're here now. He's actually going to be doing Suicide Squad, which is the DC spinoff of all the bad guys, basically the supervillains.
Oh.
This is the film that everybody's like jumping off of. So I think Tom Hardy and Jake Gyllenhaal, I think, were maybe attached to this one, if I remember correctly.
Hmm. Jared Leto's going to be the Joker.
Yeah,
right.
Jared Leto's the Joker and stuff like that. So anyway, this one is really good. It's a war film. Brad Pitt is the sergeant of a tank, a very tight crew in the tank. This is basically the last campaign of the European side of the war of World War II. So they're making their push into Germany, into Berlin, and it is ending, basically. But you know, some people are just giving up, some people are not. So that's probably for a lot of those, especially in the military, especially who have been in a war situation with an ending, knows that could be the most dangerous time of a war, because your guard's down pretty much. They have pushed far beyond where the front is, so they are sort of in no man's land. There's not much backup for them at this time, and this, that, and the other. Shia LaBeouf stars as the young recruit that was shoved into a team of basically grizzled veterans by this point. So there's that going on as well. Yeah, I like this quite a bit, actually, more than I thought I would, to be honest. And it's definitely worth checking out. But once again, if you can't handle R-rated war violence, then you probably will need to stay away from it.
We're going to jump right into TV on DVD early, because it's a big one. And I am totally behind on this. I kind of got lost after season 2.5, part of season 3. I don't know. Downton Abbey. Who knew that in a town that has Biltmore Estate in it, that we would love something that from that same time era?
Okay. You mentioned Biltmore Estate. If there's anybody that's in the news around here, we're talking WLS, we're talking Citizen Times, Mountain Express, quit the Biltmore / Downton Abbey comparisons. Every single year,
Biltmore is currently hosting a Downton Abbey costumes.
Yes, yes, yes. Every year they dust off the old article, maybe add a few words to it. And it was like going, oh, the Biltmore Estates are Downton Abbey. And it's like, okay, there we go. But yeah, this is the show that just keeps on a rocking, I think. It came out maybe around the same time as Game of Thrones, or maybe a year before, and then just both shows.
I thought it was just going to be another period piece, but I will say that the writing was pretty fantastic.
It is a notch above what else is out there as far as, I think, this type of masterpiece theater type of shows and whatnot. Yeah, the writing's good. I think it really, for a lot of people, I think, that have forgotten, it really showed the class system that is that Britain is still, I think, trying to shake off to this day. I believe that the first seasons dealt with before World War I, maybe the teens. Anyway, it barrels through World War I. You lost a couple of favorite characters here and there, I think. And now we are here in the roaring swinging 20s, pretty much. So we got all that going on in Downton Abbey as well. Yeah, this show has been resilient, and it's lasted longer, I think, than most of the BBC type shows have. So yeah, it's still got their many, 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 many fans that like dressing up.
And yeah, not only the costumes, but it's a really great set. So I wasn't expecting something to coming out of Masterpiece Theater to be at that level that where people were watching it as much as Game of Thrones. But here it is.
Right. It truly is a, you know, the biggest hit probably at Masterpiece Theater's ever had. You know, and I don't know if they co-produce this with BBC or they just get the shows just dropped on their desk from BBC. I'm not quite sure, but.
Cool.
Somebody got promoted.
Yeah, they did. Season 5 is out on DVD and season 6 is in production, so it isn't going anywhere this year. Also available on DVD this week is The Judge. I completely forgot this one came out, but it's Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, two heavy hitters.
Right, yeah, and this is directed by David Dopkin, who's been around for a while. He started off making, he made a great film earlier, I think in the 90s, and had a long association with Vince Vaughn, actually, Clay Pigeons, and then Wedding Crashers, mm-hmm. and then unfortunately Fred Claus, and he's done some TV shows here and there and whatnot. Anyway, this is what I call the Oscar tugger. Oscar tuggers are ones that are just baiting for that awesome dramatic performance that's going to get that Oscar nomination. And boy, they got it.
The truth kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they got it. They got it through Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall got nominated for, I believe, for Best Supporting Actor in this. I seriously doubt he will win unless they are, you know, they like giving Oscars to old people. I think he has already won 2, maybe 3. So maybe not. We'll see. Yes, Robert Downey Jr. It's actually, you know, it's heavy, heavy hitters. It's lots of people who've been nominated for Oscars in the past. Downey Jr., Vera Farmiga, who I'm a big fan of. It's actually kind of it's a grizzle fest too. We got the grizzled old men in this one: Billy Bob Thornton, Vincent D'Onofrio, who are big fans of. Well, Dax Shepard recreates his role from Idiocracy. He is a young, experienced lawyer.
Oh my god!
So let's just say the performances are nice. Everything's great. It's a drama. It deals with an estranged son who is a lawyer, goes back to his small town where through fate's known or unknown, he has to end up representing his father, who is the judge of the county, and who has been accused of murder.
Hmm.
So there we go.
How is there not like a conflict somehow there? I don't know. It seems
I don't know either. I don't know either. But here we go. That's it.
I don't believe it. The time machine, I believe. I don't believe this one.
All right, yeah. We're going to pick this one apart. More than pick apart the time machine. Yeah. Let's do that.
Book of Life is out on DVD this week, and this one, I was kind of excited about the concept at first with the Day of the Dead theme.
Yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, I heard that the music was nowhere near representative of the kind of music you would expect, but the work on it seems to be pretty popular.
Yeah, this is good. This is good. I like this. And, you know, we had an excellent one. Probably my favorite animated film of last year came out last week, which was Box Trolls.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan of that. I like this one a lot, too. And I didn't see this one in the theater, but I wish I did, because it is by far the most colorful cartoons I've seen since, or animated feature since Fantasia, I guess, you know, a long, long time ago. Yeah, this is written and directed by Jorge Gutierrez. He made a Nickelodeon show that was really popular a few years back called El Tigre. I don't know if you've seen that or not. I think this one had to suffer a little bit from some production issues. I think one studio, DreamWorks, I think dropped it because I believe the original is basically it's Day of the Dead. The whole thing is, you know, they're in a town that is basically Day of the Dead town. Pretty much. And I think that, you know, they had to change a name because you can't really promote a kid's film as Day of the Dead.
Why not?
I don't know.
I mean, we've done some pretty crazy naming of things before.
I don't know. And
but the Book of Life is part of it. It's just...
Right. And I'm sure they would love to have the music that you normally associate with Day of the Dead, but they couldn't do that. So anyway, you know, they had to make some compromises making this film. But it was a hit, and it's got great sort of voice cast with Diego Luna as the main character, Zoe Saldana, Channing Tatum's in this. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I do recommend it.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Before I Go to Sleep is out on DVD this week.
Yep. This one sort of came and went, or maybe I don't know if it came at all here.
It did come to Asheville for a very short period of time. I tell you, Nicole Kidman, Colin Firth,
Mark Strong.
Pretty big cast. I was going to say strong cast, and then I was like,
Mark Strong, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think this one didn't really jump out at me, but the concept is cool. The woman wakes up every day remembering nothing as a result of an accident. And so what's happening is her therapist is trying to help her remember what happened to lead up to the accident. And then, of course, her husband's involved and he's like really concerned about her. But did one of them have something to do with the accident? So maybe the more and more that she wakes up and forgets and has to start back from scratch, maybe that's the whole point.
And her therapist is asking her to record everything all day long, too. That she'll at least have some, say, hey, that's me here doing this the day before or the year before or 10 years before. You're right, exactly. So, yeah, this is a paint-by-numbers thriller. It actually kind of is very pedestrian, and you could kind of guess. I hate the ones where you can sort of guess going through it what's going to happen. So, you know, thrillers are very popular. People love to get, you know, the tension and things like that. And, you know, you'll watch it.
Right. Now, this one I know nothing about. Why Don't You Play in Hell? I have an idea. I was asking if it was like a metal band documentary.
It is not. Yeah. This one is done by probably one of our favorite Japanese directors, and it's Shion Sono. He blew us away probably about 15 years ago now with The Suicide Club. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
I haven't.
Yeah. Also did Strange Circus, Cold Fish. It came out a few years ago. Really inventive, really creative, and of course, out of control, basically, as a lot of these Japanese directors can be from time to time. I actually was a little more underwhelmed with this one, except for the ending. And basically, let's see if you get this concept here. Sort of paths converge between two warring Yakuza clans. The mentally insane daughter of one of the heads of the clans who used to sing in a toothpaste commercial, and then a sort of like a gonzo film crew. All these paths collide to where the film crew ends up making a movie with the two Yakuza clans fighting for each other for real, maybe for fake, and this, that, and the other. The ending was absolutely fantastic. However, it's a two-hour movie plus change, and it's hard getting there to the end for me. But this one got, at least in some of the more, I'll say inventive, but more risque festival circuits out there, this one was a big hit. And we liked it to the point, but it doesn't really match to me Sano's earlier films.
And last but not least, Art and Craft. This one did play in Asheville. It is the documentary about one of the most famous art forgers of maybe all time, his 30-year legacy as a con artist. And the concept's pretty cool. Maybe one of the reasons he didn't get in as much trouble is because he gave it all away because he wanted to be part of the scene.
Right. Art forgery means some deception, you know, A, deception, and B, you have to make money off of it. So the FBI, according to their definition of art forgery, you're not criminally liable if you don't make money. So we're dealing with a man named Mark Landis, a sort of unassuming, very quiet man. And for decades, he was giving away famous artwork to museums, and they bought it. Well, they didn't buy it, quote unquote. I mean, they bought the fact it was real.
They believed it.
But they, you know, these were all donations, and that's where this really uniqueness of this film and this man comes from, is the fact that he dislikes making art forgeries. And during the course of the documentary, you realize that he doesn't really do original art himself. The ones he actually does is
it's
not
like being
really
in cover bands like me.
Exactly. Yeah. he doesn't. And when he does, he really doesn't have good enough techniques to be able to pull it off in a way, but he can pull off the actual techniques that the original painters did to make the famous paintings and whatnot. It's a truly, truly fascinating documentary. And there's quite a few out there about art forgers. I think one of the most famous ones is the brilliant Orson Welles one called F is for Fake, if you've never seen that one or not. But
no, I haven't.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like what drives this man, you know, and what makes him want to do this is another, because, you know, it costs money for, you know, paint and canvas and things like that. So yeah, this is one of the more fascinating documentaries I've seen in a while.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's recap for the folks. Out on DVD this week, Fury, Season 5 of Downton Abbey, The Judge, Book of Life, Before I Go to Sleep, Why Don't You Play in Hell, and Art and Craft. I feel like it's a good mix of something for the family, documentary, you know, some action, and yeah, it's a good week. Even
fun
though
for
it's
everybody,
quiet for January.
Even though it might be another cold, wintry mix type of week. Yeah,
indeed. Mm-hmm. Real Talk is brought to you by the Fine Arts Theater, located at 36 Biltmore Avenue in Asheville. The Fine Arts Theater specializes in art and independent films, as well as special events. Call our movie line for the schedule at 828-232-1536 or visit their website at www.fineartstheater.com. We wanted to let you know that we really appreciate when you click that donate button there on the Asheville FM homepage, because every tax deductible dollar goes to making Asheville FM work as a community radio station. And we're getting ready to put our new schedule out on the grid, where you'll see a pretty amazing thing that there are community radio stations all over the country, and a lot of times they end up having to use a lot of syndicated content. But here at Asheville FM, we have over 50 weekly locally produced shows made just by the people that live here, our neighbors. So it's really exciting. We hope you'll stay tuned for Minstrel Radio Yogurt, coming up with Tom Peters next on Asheville FM.